Well, hey folks, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were looking at Numbers chapter 23 and also in John 14, looking at the trustworthiness of God, that God is truth. We've been in this series called God Is, and we're looking at the attributes of God. And for the first few weeks, we looked at what might be called the greatness of God, God's infinity and his limitless power, his omniscience, his omnipresence. But we've shifted now into talking about what's sometimes called the goodness of God, his good qualities, his morally good attributes. And so, again, talking about the truth of God or the trustworthiness of God. And we started in Numbers chapter 23, 19, where God says that I am not a man, right? God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. And the idea is God doesn't say things and then not accomplish them. God doesn't promise things and then not fulfill those promises. And then Dean took us into John chapter 14, and we looked at Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that truth isn't just an abstract concept, but truth has a name. Truth is a person. It's personified in Jesus Christ, that God is the source of truth. He is truth itself, that he is fully trustworthy. You see all over the scriptures, and this is sort of what I honed in on during my time teaching, that God, all over the Bible, it describes God as being trustworthy, as faithful, that all his words are true. And one of the applications that I sort of pulled out of that was, if God is completely trustworthy, and that is unlike human beings, even in our best relationships, you know, I obviously we have human relationships where, you know, you could say this person never lies to me, and that's good. That's wonderful that we have human relationships that person is considered a trustworthy person. That's what we should all aspire to be, is integrity filled and trustworthy. But I pointed out that, you know, even those of us who are trustworthy and dependable, there are still some times where maybe we say we're going to do something and we're not lying about that, but we just don't have the power or the ability to accomplish it. Maybe the circumstances change, or maybe something changes in us. Maybe you say that, hey, I'm going to do that, but then you end up getting really, really sick and you can't show up to the, you know, event you were going to show up to. There are, you know, a million different examples of, you could say, hey, I intended fully to do that, but it turns out I just didn't have the ability to accomplish that. And so there's a sense in which all of us, or none of us, I should say, are 100% dependable, trustworthy. There are things outside of our control, things that we don't know that are maybe coming down the pipeline, but that's never the case with God. God is the only one, the only being who is 100% always, always, always trustworthy, dependable, and true. Because he's omniscient and he's omnipotent, nothing surprises him, and there's nothing outside of his power, nothing outside of his reach. God never says, hey, I'm going to do this, and then he's not able to accomplish it. He always fulfills his promises. And so, you know, I said one of the big applications of that is we can believe all of the promises that we have in Scripture. When we open the Bible and we read it and we read about who God is and what God has done for us, that he has sent his only son to die for us, raised him from the grave, that we might be raised to new life as well. When we read that God has adopted us into his family, that he's poured the love of Christ into our hearts, that he is sanctifying us and making us look more and more like Christ, that he will, on the day of Christ Jesus, finish the work that he started in us, that he won't leave us alone. I got a text from a guy in our church recently where he texted and just said that he had been praying for, you know, the leaders and for God's, you know, wisdom as we're making decisions. And then he sent me Psalm 91, 1 and 2. And it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Those types of promises, right? That he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Jesus says that, right? Come to me, all who are weak and weary, and I will give you rest. There's just so much comfort. This is why theology and good doctrine is so important. The doctrine of God's truthfulness, of his trustworthiness, that he's completely trustworthy, is not just an abstract concept. It's, as Dean said, it's a person, it's Christ, it's a relationship with him. And then knowing that God is that way is so comforting. We can stand on those promises. And you look at the current situation in this coronavirus, and I mentioned this on Sunday, you know, nobody can plan anything right now. We're all having our plans obliterated for the future because we don't know what's going to happen, and everything is in flux. And it feels very unstabling, if that makes sense. And yet we can look to the Lord and say, Lord, you're completely in control. You are completely true and trustworthy. And all of your promises in Scripture are not affected by circumstances. We can trust you and we can believe these things to be true, and we can find rest in the shadow of the Almighty, dwelling. We can dwell in the shelter of the Most High. We can be in the presence of God through Christ and find our rest in him no matter the circumstances, because he is all powerful, all knowing, all good, and he's completely trustworthy and true. And we can stand on and believe the promises that God has given us in his word. So I want to encourage you that wherever you're at right now, whenever you're listening to this, if you're listening to it, you know, recently, we're in the midst of this coronavirus crisis right now. But wherever you are, whether you're feeling fear or just tiredness of all this, you just want to get back to some normalcy, whether you're frustrated or angry or just kind of done with all of it, I want to encourage you this morning to find rest in the Lord, to find comfort in his trustworthiness, and to stand and believe and claim all the promises that you read in his word, because he's a good and trustworthy God. I'm going to pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time just to pray for yourself this morning. Father, we do thank you that you're such a good God and a trustworthy God, that you are not a God that deceives. You are not a God that lies. You're not a God that goes back on your word, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord Jesus, I just pray for all those listening this morning that we would take comfort in that, and we would rest in you. We would build our life on you, Father, the only one who is the rock, Father. As we sing, all other ground is sinking sand. It's on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. And so, Father, will you take these truths about yourself and help us not to just hear them and then go on with our day, but rather, Holy Spirit, will you take these truths and apply them to our lives, make it real to us, that it might actually change and affect the way that we live. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take some time just to pray now for yourself.